This is like the Florida of Canada. All those pathetic Albertans are going to get here and complain about the heat.
What the f*** is going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to year 4 of WTF at TFW. And to kick things off, you'll notice all the background noise is humming about me. That's because I'm beginning year 4 of WTF at TFW in a guerrilla location. I am in an apartment that I do not own here in Toronto, Ontario. It's owned by someone related to me. I don't even sleep here. I just came over here and I said, hey, give me your internet because the internet I got isn't ready yet. And here we are recording. This is going to be a short episode. There's only two topics, but they're both pretty lengthy in possibility. And I do apologize that this isn't like we usually do things, but I'd rather have a recording than skip a week all of a sudden after this long, when I could totally do it. So I am Vangelis, and I am joined by Gog Dog.
Man, year 4. Like, it's weird enough saying that we hit our 3-year anniversary. It's stranger saying that we're now in year 4.
That's
it's
right.
It's crazy. And it seems so strange to me.
Year 4 is opening up in a real weird way. And I think that the opening chunk of year 4 is going to be pretty interesting for a lot of folks. Good jumping on point, you might say, aside from all the things that are different. Also here today is Seth Buzzard.
Hello. I'm not aware of anything interesting that people are jumping on for at a good time.
Oh, if you jump on now, you'll totally go like, I remember the first time I listened to that show was the time that that blowhard host was in someone else's apartment surrounded by noise. So, we're making memories for people here. But we are here to talk about Transformers, and really there is one primary thing to talk about this week. It's called the San Diego Comic-Con, and it's where me and Seth totally probably are going to fail to get 3A exclusives.
Yep. Such is life. I mean, if we really needed them that bad, we would have gone to Comic-Con ourselves.
And lined up at 5 in the morning.
Yep. I would have, too, if I was there. I would have.
Well, we've managed to bring up 3A within about 3 minutes of our opening episode of the fourth year, so I think we're off to a good start. But let's talk about San Diego Comic-Con. I think we could prime time this, like pass the mic around. You should just bring up a thing. Cause there was a pile of stuff that dropped out and, you know, bits and pieces of it are interesting. And some of it is totally not interesting, but maybe I will break my own rule now and just say, start off, let's talk about the Prime toys. Cause really that's what we've all been most excited to hear about. I think. Our Transformers Prime toys, and we got to see a hell of a lot of Transformers Prime toys to the point where a couple of us are kind of wondering, would have been kind of cool to show a BotCon, guys. And I'm assuming it just didn't time out right. I mean, we all heard that there was a bulkhead display piece at BotCon that Hasbro PR chose to not let be shown at BotCon. Although the timeline between then and now, I don't think was enough to really make it this much of a difference. But lots of Voyagers, lots of Deluxes, a huge amount of Transformers Prime toys, not just being revealed, but being revealed in color, and a whole lot of it in person, the Voyagers in package. So let's roundtable some Prime toys. I'll kick us off. Transformers Prime, Voyager Optimus Prime, making you not regret missing out on Matrix Prime for 2 days now, I think. At least in my case. But, Gog, how do you feel about Voyager Prime?
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. Most of the shots I've seen are the stock photos, but, God, it is far and away better than the deluxe version. I mean, it makes the deluxe version just look like some weird third-party prototype or something. it looks really good. Because I kind of want the kids in the entertainment pack with that comes with the Deluxe Prime and the Deluxe Megatron, and it's just because it's just a cool little collectible that it's something that we don't get very often, official human characters from show. I mean, we get like Human Alliance, but I think this is a little different from a cartoon standpoint, and it's making me think I might even want to just pass it, because I don't know if I can justify buying that for, I mean, maybe if I find it on sale or something, but, and we were talking off mic right before we started, but the Voyager packaging says first edition. So
yeah,
are we going to get a full-on Voyager wave to go along with the first edition deluxes that we thought we were only getting those first five deluxes?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be the ones that they said were designed for Generations, but Bulkhead and Prime in Voyager form, the packaging's there. It says first edition on the top. It even says display stand included.
This is blowing my mind that they have packaged samples of these. I'm wondering if, I mean, these, I'm assuming that these are factory cases that they have.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we see this at BotCon? It's like, what? Like, they showed us all of, like, five figures that had already been shown at Toy Fair at BotCon, and yeah, we saw like some slides, but it's like, man,
this has only been like a month and a half, right?
Because I mean, like, it's everybody was so disappointed about the stuff that we had seen at BotCon and the lack of reveals, and I mean, they were definitely holding out, which I guess if they're launching their whole new line, I understand, but it's a little disappointing in that respect. But whatever, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out there: 90 days is not enough time, as far as I know, for things to go from gray proto to package prototype.
Yeah, because so, wasn't the rumor that the reason why they didn't show the Bulkhead is because they didn't think it was ready to be shown yet?
Yeah, like, I heard it came down from Hasbro PR. They said that the mold wasn't ready yet, but there's one in the package.
My
right there, guys.
Maybe that was just a rumor that transmorphed into something completely different than what it began, but whatever. Anyway, Prime. Voyager Prime looks really good. It's going to be first Prime toy that I'm going to buy in a while. I can't remember even what the last Prime toy I bought was. Maybe animated.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, it looks really good. I'm definitely not second-guessing in that anyway, in any shape or form, like we were when we first saw the first animated or Prime Deluxes.
And Seth, how do you feel about Voyager Optimus Prime?
Well, I think he looks nice, but I'm not going to rush out to get him right away.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be like one of those kind of figures where I'll resist it at first and then kind of end up getting it later when I just sort of give in. Mm-hmm. And if it's anything like Dark of the Moon Voyager Prime, it's not like he's going to be hard to find.
Yeah,
probably be a billion of them. But I mean, it looks like they did a good job, at least from these production pictures. But I like his sword thing; that looks cool.
Yeah, he actually comes with a melee weapon and his projectile weapon, which is cool.
And I think when you mentioned like not wanting to rush out to get the Prime, I think that's going to be something I'm going to have to really bite my lip and remember. Because, I mean, with Dark of the Moon, it wasn't that hard to avoid rushing around. I ended up buying a lot more of Dark of the Moon than I thought I would by now. But with Transformers Prime, I'm having the same hype I had with Animated, which is like, you know, trolling eBay every day, wanting to hear it come out so I can hunt down every single figure in the aisles. And it's like, I got to remember, it's still Wave 1. It's still the stuff that will be around probably well into holiday season. That said, I'm ready for it. Look, I hope maybe one or two of these physical products are going to be at TFCon next week, because that would make my day getting to see that in person. But let's do the other Voyager then. Pass the mic around. What was I talking about? I got a big list of pictures here. Voyager Bulkhead. Seth, have you taken a look at the big green man?
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, hot damn.
I think what's going to happen if these are the only two Voyagers in the first wave, I think it's going to be one of those deals where everyone's going to be rushing to get Bulkhead, and then there's just going to be Prime for miles. Loads of Primes, and Bulkhead's going to be the one everybody's stressing out about. He's going to be the Megatron, at least for me, of this thing. But, yeah, I mean, he looks appropriate. Like, it much like Animated, they're apparently doing a really good job of capturing the look of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that as somebody that hasn't seen very much of the show.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's nothing here that's making me go like, oh, that's not show accurate. I mean, I'm sure there's little details here and there, but
yeah, it's looks like spot on. It's as close as they could get.
Yeah.
Like, you know, real technology. but yeah, I mean, it looks cool. He does look cool.
Yeah, I'm liking the way that they're doing the. I mean, they didn't build it right into the toy, but I think that's for the better. In that you can have his hand swap into the wrecking ball. Yeah. Thank goodness it's not just a dinky little wrecking ball that flips out. That's a hell of a wrecking ball.
Yeah, it looks like the hand probably just folds into the forearm.
Yep, and it looks like the hand folds in to reveal basically a mech tech port.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you could plug guns and whatnot in there too if you want to. Yeah, it's Bulkhead. Gog, what do you think of Bulkhead?
Yeah, I think Seth hit the nail on the head in that I think Bulkhead is going to be far and away more sought after than the Prime.
Mm.
Just because everybody loves Bulkhead. And
from two shows now.
I think that love definitely carried over into this show, and this toy looks fantastic. It looks amazing. I don't think that anybody predicted that we were going to get a Bulkhead toy that looked like this.
And for Wave 1 as well. I mean,
this is not suffering
Wave 1 syndrome at all.
Yeah, but I also think that this is definitely proof that those other those first five deluxes have been ready to go for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
And these have had months of development time over the others.
I mean, they said that at BotCon, they said Voyager Prime was their second go at the toy, just like Voyager Animated Prime was their second go at the character.
Right, and apparently they're going to be released at the same time. So yeah. That just shows how long that they've been sitting on these figures. If they hadn't changed their mind, we would have already gotten the Prime toys, I think, months ago.
Yeah,
those
I agree.
First five. So that's interesting, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, the only thing that I can really say is, I mean, it looks like he might have a bit of a gap in his chest, but I haven't really gotten a good. Maybe I just haven't found a good picture that shows that what's in there. But I've seen a couple pics, but it's kind of hard to tell. But whatever, it's that's just at that point that's nitpicking, but. Yeah, the way that they handled the weapon, I agree. It's kind of a little doofy because it looks like it rides in the bed of the back of the truck. Who cares?
Yeah.
because in the end, you can just set that to the side. You have a great car mode, and then the robot mode is way better for it. Would have been cool too if maybe they had also molded a blaster that you could have stuck in that port where the ball fits, but. Because again, I think as we had talked before, I think it would be really rad if they included both the melee weapons and the projectile weapons for each, because each character has a unique version of each.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, who cares? It's this figure is awesome, and it is. I think this is going to be for the foreseeable future the most sought after animated toy by far, or Prime toy by far.
Yeah, and kind of playing on that, even though I haven't really been watching the show, but I have listened to a few Prime Times, and the way the Moonbase guys, when they're talking about Prime episodes, it sounds like it's kind of the RC and Bulkhead show.
A little bit, yeah, in terms of who gets the most screen time.
Yeah, and even outside of our circles of collectors, where it's kind of, there'll be some that are like, I have so many Optimus Primes. I'm more exciting for this more new and unique thing in Bulkhead than I am another Prime. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like even the kids may be more excited for Bulkhead if he's playing a much more interesting role than Optimus is.
That's certainly an interesting way to look at it, because Prime has had very little to do in the show lately at all. I mean, and even in the beginning, he was kind of doing the, I'm going to show up and save the day at the end. And he had some heroic moments, but lately Prime has not even been in the show, and he's been in an episode where he doesn't even speak. So Bulkhead definitely has more exposure to the fan base listeners than Prime has.
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys. I think that, I mean, going back a little bit, I agree that I think Bulkhead's going to be the Voyager that is going to be sought after. And I don't really mind, because Prime looks great as well. And if that means that I'll have a really easy time finding one of them, then that's cool. Just hope that I can find the Bulkhead before I start looking for Prime. moving along, let's go into some of the deluxes that were shown off as well. The first one that we saw being Dead Cliff Jumper. Spoiler. And just for reference, a live Cliff Jumper from, I believe, a separate wave was also posted or put up in the display case. And Dead Cliff Jumper and Live Cliff Jumper are basically the same toy with different heads and possibly different chests. I'm not sure if that's just different paint apps.
The bull horns on the hood, too.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't paid attention to that. Don't they both have bull horns?
No, they do, but on Dead Cliff, it's one of the horns is broken.
Oh, okay. But yeah, the Cliff Jumper toy is one of the ones that I think we were kind of interested in seeing physically, because I think that's one that at BotCon we'd only really seen pictures of, or like artwork-style pictures of. And it's entirely okay. It's one that I think will not be hard to find down the road, because compared to a lot of its contemporaries, it doesn't seem as solid. But that said, there's definitely some odd going on with the chest. In every single picture we've seen, there's a seam running up the chest, and that seam is on the roof of the car, and nobody's ever really messed with something that seems to require that seam to open, unless it's just part of the transformation to flip his head out. So that's one where I'm curious to get the toy in hand to see how it works.
Well, you could see another line. Well, the roof of the car is what you meant, right?
Yeah, that's seam.
You could see another line going, like the seam's going vertically. There's another line going horizontally that matches up where on the chest there's that sort of
another opening.
Like, that crescent that leads to the split under his head.
Yeah.
So you could really,
I'm just curious if in his robot mode there's a way to open up his chest a bit and just maneuver it out to be a little bit less of a box. Because that's the only thing about him that strikes me as odd, given that he's a modern Transformer. It's just the box chest seems like something that would be engineered out. But
yeah, well, that stuff has to move in some way. Otherwise, why would you bother splitting it?
Exactly. So I think that Cliff Jumper's a toy we've got to see an in-hand review of, or at least in my case, I got to see an in-hand review of before I make a call on him. But, I mean, his alt mode looks great. It's his robot mode. I've seen a lot of people going like, oh man, Cliff Jumper. I can't really argue with the way it looks now. I mean, it looks okay, but it does seem a little bit outclassed right now by a lot of the other toys. But that's it. I got to see what that chest flap does. But what about you guys? Seth, how do you feel about Cliff Jumper?
Well, flipping back and forth between alive and dead versions, I mean, to me, it looks like the only difference is the head and the horns on the hood.
Mm-hmm.
The shape of the chest seems pretty much the same. Just at this different angle, and one of them being in booth shot and the other being like that crazy super photoshopped thing. Then the only other difference is the paint apps, which I find the Dead Cliff Jumper to be kind of a huge letdown. Mm-hmm. Like when we were theorizing on what it was going to look like, we were like, oh, maybe there'll be like semi-transparent parts or whatever. Just like a couple kind of purpley blotchy blotches. Kind of, and then not even very much, just like two on the roof, which then become two on the chest, and then one kind of on the hood.
Yeah.
And like, all right, that's it. That, I don't know, it doesn't really seem like much of anything. It seems kind of half-assed.
Mm.
Like, they could have done something really cool, and they just sort of did the minimum.
Yeah, it feels like it's just your average head swap repaint, only they applied it to a plot point, which I think adds a bit more expectation to it than if this was just like some other Transformer who was Cliff Jumper with a different head.
Yeah, I do like the head on Dead Cliff. I like the expression in the mouth.
Yeah, he's like,
where, yeah, like everything looks kind of lopsided and not right. Like it just looks off, which is good. It looks like there's a little like chunk. Looks like one eye might be kind of screwed up too.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, the head's good. Just the paint app purple blotches just seem like nothing.
I think
it looks like repo stickers were stuck on there.
I think this is going to be the first major custom that comes out of Prime, myself, or people picking up this toy and then making him look deader But Gog, how do you feel about this? The first piece of nightmare fuel from Prime, if you will.
I think I'm a little more warm to it than Seth is. Looking at the first official pics of TerrorCon Cliff, the dead one, the mold doesn't look as good in that from that showing, but the encase picture I think looks really good. It looks far and away better. So I'm not sure if that's just a good if that's like the MySpace angle, or if that's actually a better representation of what the figure looks like, since it's in the case and in hand and not at a strange angle. But
And also when you look at the production picture for the dead Cliff, like if you look toward his back, like on the left side of the image facing it, in like the big zoomed in high res, it looks like they didn't kind of Photoshop around it right to make the background wider. It looks weird. Like they just sort of quick cropped the back.
Oh, it does look like part of his back might be missing from the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the like in hand it's better. It's I think it is actually a clever use of the translucent plastic, because you get that a lot with Transformers that have clear windows, because you can't, they don't mold the windows separate, so they mold the entire roof of the car in translucent plastic and then paint over it. And I think it was actually kind of clever how they're kind of removing sections of it, so it looks like dark energon bleeding out when it's really just a paint, when it's really just a lack of a paint app. So I thought that was kind of clever. I agree, maybe they could have done a little more with it. I'm certainly not gonna argue against anybody who doesn't like it. Seth is certainly not wrong, but I think I like it a bit more, just because I'm kind of happy that this toy even got made at all.
I am there with you on that one. That like I never thought they'd make a zombie Cliff Jumper toy.
the only thing that grabs me negative about the zombie Cliff is, maybe this has just been our or my even assumption, but I always kind of thought that the horns on the front of the car would become the horns on his head. Yeah. It's totally maybe not the case, because I could understand how that would be an odd transformation choice of how your car goes from one end, your head goes from one end of the car to the other. But it would have been cool if the corresponding horn from his head had been broken off on the front, or at least one of them. But again, that may just be proof that that's not actually his head. It's just Cliff Jumper's theme is horns, so he has horns on his head, and he's got horns on the front of his car. So, but
I thought the horns on the zombie car were broken, but no, zooming they're not. In, I see zoomed in view, I now see that they're not. But zoomed out, it looked. But just from the angle and the shading, it looked like it was broken. It should have been broken. Why wasn't it broken?
I don't know. It's a minor nitpick. I like it. I actually
nail clippers they use to cut off a crankcase's finger and clip the horns.
Yeah, I mean that's a good point. That's a mod anybody can do. Yeah. Just get a pair of nips and nip the thing off.
I just want to say again, that car mode, for anything I might have said, you know, about the robot mode being a bit wonky, that car mode is beautiful. For that style of car. That's
I was actually talking to our friend JD about this earlier today, and he was saying that he would in a heartbeat import this figure if somebody had made a repro label set for the General Lee.
Oh man.
And I responded, I was like, well, but you got the horns, it also works for Boss Hogg's car, which is the white car with the bullhorns on the front. So you could actually use this both ways. You could get two different Dukes of Hazzard cars out of one mold. But that would be good. But whatever. I thought that was funny.
So moving down the list, the last like promo pick, Photoshop pick image we got from IGN was one that I think me and Gog were pretty interested in seeing how it turned out. The quote unquote Vehicon. It's still an Erraticon to me. And we never got to see this at BotCon at all. All we saw was a CG render of the robot mode.
I think
mode.
We just saw a sketch, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, it might have just been a sketch. Yeah, you're right.
I think it was. It was like it was basically like work in progress, and it wasn't even toy. It just showed like
the character
a
model.
Robot mode. Yeah, character model.
Yeah, and so now
it was drawn in crayon.
Yeah, with someone's mouth. but now we get to see the actual toy in full, you know, photoshopped glory. My own thoughts are I think it totally suits the character model. It looks like one of those drones. Perhaps it has a bit of a backpack. Like when I look at it close enough, it might have a little bit too much of a backpack, but I don't really care because the car mode looks gorgeous. The sleekness, the lions, the spoiler, the nice gigantic front bumper. I definitely would love to buy three of these myself. But Gog, what do you think of the Vehicon?
Oh my god, that car mode is awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
It's so awesome. Yeah, it's
clear windshields too.
Yeah, and I mean, for all my complaints that I would have against this toy, I think that it turned out way better than I would have ever expected.
Yeah.
It looks really good. Even the figure itself looks fantastic. Yeah, the backpack is there. And hopefully that's mistransformed, because that happens all the time with these promo figures. It's very possible that because even looking at the back on the left, like under his armpit,
mm-hmm.
you see what might be a hinge there, and that part that's down against his butt might just fold up again.
Yeah, it folds already once. So.
Yeah, so even if it doesn't, though, the lines of his robot mode and his around his abdomen area and everything are still there. Mm. It looks really good. This is one of the best deluxes, I think. Even if that backpack doesn't go anywhere and it's a problem,
yeah,
this figure is awesome. I'm gonna buy a minimum of three of
and
these.
Yeah, I have a reason to buy more, because it's a great toy and it's the Army Builder. God damn.
Yeah, that car, dude. That car is so great.
You know what? Even if in hand it turns out the robot mode is crap, transformation's that no car. Fun. Yeah, I'll buy this to have a bunch of that car chilling out on my shelf.
This is what I wanted the Dreads to be in Dark of the Moon.
Yes.
When I found out that the three Dreads were individual characters, I was kind of disappointed, because I thought it would be cool to have like an army of unique not unique troop builders that all went around in SUV mode. And
yeah.
But this is the answer to that.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
I know. I'm viciously into the Vehicon. Yeah. Like, just, and when the vehicle mode, I was already kind of, that's kind of cool. And I saw that spoiler, and that spoiler just finishes it off so well. Because it's like just sticking up and out. It's such an evil looking
spoiler. The spoiler is a happy ending.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I can one gush. Thing. I'd say really about the only negative besides the backpack is, and I'm hoping that blaster can attach somewhere else, because
yeah.
it looks like it's like clipped to his pinky finger. Like, what's up with that?
Come back here, fellows.
Yeah.
Okay, well. I'll even throw out one
more.
Oh, I
see. It looks like he has a mech tech port in the bottom of his wrist. If you look at the other hand.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Which, that's kind of disappointing, but
and maybe,
whatever.
And maybe he doesn't have a bicep swivel. I'm not too sure. There's not an obvious one there. So that would also be a bummer.
Yeah, it looks like his, yeah. But, no, he definitely doesn't have a bicep swivel.
Hey, guess what, though? That car mode.
Yeah. I still don't care.
The texture too on the, I mean, I don't think that can be photoshopped in too much. Like, it looks like there's a good paint texture there too. Maybe that's just from the hand painting, I don't know. But Seth, how do you feel about the Vehicon?
Yes, I agree, the car mode is very cool looking. Cannot argue that. And even if I didn't think it was cool looking, I wouldn't admit as much, because then I would just get loads and loads of crap for it. I mostly like the robot mode. It does look like the transformation is probably going to be simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just guessing, like, the arms will go straight down to make the fenders and the sides, and then the legs will, like, twist and fold back and just be underneath, and then the backpack will just be all the top of the car.
Yeah.
Now, I'm hoping that GogDog's right and there is another hinge on the back. Because I would rather it fold up again, like have the what looks like the hood fold under the way it is, and then have the whole thing flip up. Because I would rather have a thicker backpack up above the waist. Mm-hmm. I just don't like when there's stuff hanging down below the waist. It always
ass plates.
Yeah, it's always disappointing. unless there was like a split in the middle, so it looked like tuxedo tails, then it would be great. In the meantime, it just looks like a crappy cape. So I would rather have like a thicker, up high backpack than a long flat plate hanging off his back.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, I like the head. I like, and how, like, the shape of the head goes really well with the shape of the chest. Like, it all has this very kind of pointing down sharpness that is very appealing. So,
yeah.
I'd like to see actual pictures. I don't like these production pictures because they look way better than it does in real life, and it looks so much better that it doesn't even look like an actual photo.
Yes, so, it is, yeah.
So they're very misleading. I don't like these pictures.
Mm.
They're pictures of. I just don't like the pictures themselves.
Yeah, it's like once you've been a Transformers fan long enough, it's kind of like you have to build this mental filter for these Photoshop pictures of like, all right, so for one thing, I know they're not going to have airbrush shading on them like these appear to have. And it does also kind of take away the weight, I think, of the toys. Like when you see just a photo of the physical toy, you can kind of get a sense of the heaviness of it, whereas they always kind of look kind of like 2D art almost.
Yeah, they're just photos. Floating in empty space. And
yeah.
Like, at least have some horizon line. Like, make it look like it's standing on something instead of just floating in a bright void.
Give it a shadow. So those were all the, I think, physical reveals of toys and colorful reveals of toys up front. But there were a lot more Prime toy reveals, not all in color, some in gray prototype. And a lot of them pretty interesting. I mean, like, the easiest one to get out of the way would be they showed off, apparently, the Voyager Starscream light-up mech tech gimmick again. I couldn't find any photos outside of the one of the light-up mech tech gimmick being activated. So I don't know if they showed any photos of just the base robot mode or the vehicle mode.
No, I think they just showed the same slide that they showed at BotCon.
Okay, well, then that mech tech idea is still kind of neat. Love to see it in practice. The better stuff to move on to would, well, for number one, physical prototypes and I believe colored pictures of Soundwave, which made me get unbelievably excited. Oh no, wait, I found a picture of Starscream's vehicle mode. Never mind. Here.
Okay, I didn't see that one then.
It still looks like a jet. I don't really have much to add having found it.
At least from that angle, though, and in that picture, like the rear fuselage, like going up from behind the wing, looks like it has a little more to it than what we've seen from the deluxe.
Yeah, that's true.
Starscream, which is my big beef with the deluxe Starscream, just like it's like this weird thing where usually transforming jets. There's too much crap underneath. Like, there's just too much robot underneath. That deluxe Starscream almost looks like there's parts missing. It's like they can't just get a good jet. Like, there's either too much or not enough underneath of it. This looks a little closer.
the big reveal that I am very excited about. There's a lot that I'm excited about here because they revealed multiple characters from Prime that I have a titanic vested interest in. So the first one of those two to happen was the deluxe toy they're doing for Soundwave. I was a little bit bummed back at BotCon when we found out he's only going to be a deluxe, but they put up a picture of the gray prototype in robot mode, and they showed colored pictures of the vehicle mode and the robot mode with its little laser beak rat bat thing on his hand, on his arm. And, these aren't the best shots, but from what I can see, I'm pretty happy with how he turned out. Perhaps his legs are going to be a little bit immobile, but they got his lines. They got his slender form rendered in robot mode. They got the crown and they got the faceplate. I mean, they did everything I want out of it. If his legs are not too poseable, then that's a bummer. But if that had to be done to make the legs turn out like that, then I'm cool with it. Because that sound wave for like $12 excites me greatly. So I think from what I've seen so far, that's a pretty good win. We'll see once we actually get the toy in hand. But the fact they even managed to fit in the bird drone from the chest gimmick, that makes me pretty happy. But Seth, how do you feel about Soundwave?
Yeah, just from these pictures, the two prime toys I'm most interested in getting are now RC and Soundwave. Mm-hmm. Like flipping back and forth between the robot and the vehicle pictures, I'm impressed with how thin they were able to keep the wings. I mean, you do see little bits of like the bicep and the hand.
Yeah.
Fold it up under the wings, but for the most part, it's really impressive how thin they kept the wing. So I am pretty excited about that. And like the little drone, laser beak, whatever it's going to be called, is a awesome additional detail that they got in there.
Yeah, it sucks we don't have Prime toys out right now, but if this lag has led to enough development time to make these look like this on their first go, then that's great. Gog, how do you feel about Soundwave?
Yeah, he looks really good. Again, this is a case of he turned out better than I initially expected, I think. a little bummed about the legs. I wish that there was something else that could be done about that, but I'm going to wait and see, because it still says work in progress, concept only.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they change anything or not remains to be seen, but I do want to see an in-hand pics, at least colored, and see what this thing looks like. But, yeah, I mean, if you would have asked me months ago if we were getting a Soundwave that had that laser beak drone thing come off of his chest and be a fully functional little, well, at least in its own right, deal, I wouldn't have thought it happened. And looking at the one picture where the drone is attached to his chest with his arms out, he looks really good in that picture.
Yeah.
Again, that angle is hiding the leg kibble, but just seeing how skinny his arms are and everything, he looks good. He looks really good. So I eagerly await more of this toy, more to see how the final product comes out.
I think if any listener goes back to listen to, I guess, maybe one of the first Prime Times or maybe a WTF episode from back then, you probably would have heard me say that Soundwave design would require a Voyager to even work, and I have been fully proven wrong. As we've said, there is obvious weakness with the legs right now, but if you asked me back when the show started if they could make a deluxe toy out of that Soundwave, I'd have told you they could try, and it would look like crap, and it doesn't look like crap, so...
Yeah, I think we had all said that if we were going to get the drone, it was going to be a Voyager.
Yeah.
So specifically for that reason, I think at least that's what I thought. So yeah, we were all wrong.
Yeah, and wrong in a way that I am always happy to be wrong. if you can do a deluxe version of a character and get everything I think you need, then that's great, because deluxe is still a wonderful price point. But the other Prime toy that I went into this blind about and was really having fingers crossed about was Knockout. And Knockout, we only see him in a work in progress gray prototype and in a color coded concept sheet. But number one, and I think this is going to be the line about a lot of Prime car modes, is the car mode looks great. At least unpainted. And looking at the robot mode, there is a small weakness in the chest, in that parts that I in the show associate with being part of his pectorals seem to be a little bit more so shoulder pads on the toy. But again, it's a work in progress. Perhaps it'll be fixed. And if it isn't fixed, it still looks great. It doesn't look entirely like Knockout as much as I'd love it to. But again, all the parts are in place. And if you ignore the way that the front kind of, I guess, fender parts are more so shoulder pieces than pectoral pieces, it looks like it could turn out wonderfully. And I would not be opposed to picking this up. I mean, I want to see it in color, of course, and I really hope they can go some extra mile to give him a really lovely metallic red sheen, but that is also asking for a lot out of a deluxe. For now, I definitely am not feeling bad about Knockout, but I got to see more to see what the final delivery will be. GOG, how do you feel about what we've seen of Knockout?
Yeah, I don't think that the transition for this has been as smooth as some of the other characters that we've seen. Mm-hmm. mainly because of the angle of the shoulder bits.
Yeah.
But then again, he's got the little pieces that are sticking out the sides of the shoulders, it looks like. I'm going back and forth between his character model from the show and the actual toy, and there's some things that look good, and there's other things that don't really match up as well. So we'll see. This is another one that I hope, again, I mean, they have on their slides, probably to protect them from bad PR, the work in progress label. And I hope that's the case. I hope this really is a work in progress and not this is the final version, because I do think Knockout, in order to be really satisfying, needs a little bit more work. But again, in-hand picks, even with this, with it transformed and everything and painted up, might change my mind. But
I will mention, though,
I'm a little anxious about this.
There are some photos which are like, they are the photoshopped color toy pictures. And they also say concepts only work in progress. So I'm not sure exactly how far that term stretches.
Yeah.
But Seth, how do you feel about Knockout?
I don't have a lot to say about him, because this is a character that was introduced after the first 5 episodes, which is all I've seen.
Yeah.
And even though I'm not afraid of spoilers, having listened to a few episodes of Primetime, I mean, if I was really worried about it, that would have been a pretty dumb thing to do.
Why am I getting spoiled?
Yeah, so, I mean, all that I know... So once I'm not seeking out spoilers, I haven't even seen pictures of the character from the show. Hmm. So, like, hearing you guys talk about him, I had no reference of what he looked like. So this is, like, the first I've ever seen of him. So I don't know if... I don't know anything about it.
Well, looking at him kind of like from that dry slate, how do you think he looks just as a robot?
It just doesn't look like there's much to his back.
Hmm.
Because how it's color-coded, like the orange parts on his shoulders, it looks like he's going to have these shoulders that go way far back.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing back there to fill it out.
Okay.
So, like, kind of like with the grapple and that mold used in Generations.
Inferno.
Inferno. Yeah. How it was just like this empty nothing when you looked at him from behind.
Hmm. Hopefully he'll at least have a plate little, to come up back there like those guys did.
Yeah. I mean, a little bulk in the back can be useful.
Well, the next toy I wanted you see the
Dog
picture.
Dog put a picture into the chat, so yeah, he doesn't look anything like that from what I can tell.
Yeah,
actually, he looks like nothing like I had imagined him based on you guys talking about it. So, I think all around, I find this character very disappointing visually.
Aww. Poor Knockout.
Yeah, I love Knockout in the show. I think his animation model looks great. His car mode's cool. He's a fun character. I think the toy just seems to be missing something.
Yeah, hopefully, if that toy doesn't even turn out, maybe he'll get another go somewhere down the road. I'm not crossing my fingers for it, but we'll see. And the reason I'm not crossing my fingers is that they're making toys of everybody, it seems, even if they've only been in one episode so far. People such as Wheeljack. Cliff Jumper as well. Poor guy. So Wheeljack was odd because we saw lots of concepts of him at BotCon, and this time they started off by showing a gray prototype that I believe we saw at BotCon, but then they went ahead and showed colored photoshopped toy images as well. I mean, big surprise, he's colored like Wheeljack and a little bit drifty, much like he is in the show. The gray prototype robot mode shot definitely looks a whole lot better than the colored one, because the colored one's in a real doofy pose, and the gray prototype one is... He's not only in a bit of a better pose, but it almost feels like his head is set a little bit higher above his shoulders. I will say, though, I love that the swords can both stick out of the front of the vehicle mode like just a giant pair of shish kebabs, because that would really hurt for a sports car to get up to full speed and then drive into you swords first like that. And the car mode, hey.
Swords first, that's how Wheeljack gets laid.
That's right. I'm going to say it again, by the way. The car mode looks pretty good. Transformers Prime apparently has been made in a way whereby the designers know how to make some goddamn cars. So Wheeljack looks fine. He looks like something I'd buy. Nothing seems to be hideously wrong about him. I cannot... Actually, if I look at the Gray Prototype picture, he does seem to have... Oh, yeah.
There's a robot mode picture, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I think I linked 3.
Okay, yeah, there it is.
I guess the only thing I'm curious about is if he has a bicep swivel. I cannot entirely tell from the picture if that's a wrist swivel at work or a bicep swivel. And
it looks kind of like it might be the shoulder turn.
Okay. Because, I mean, like, this is the... I mean the way that he's holding the sword sideways with his right hand in the Gray prototype.
Yeah, but even if he doesn't, it looks like the swords go... Or the wrist swivels go a long way to making that okay.
Yeah, but it looks to me... It looks to me like the shoulder is probably on a ball.
Hmm.
And that's with the shoulder kind of twisted around as far as it will go.
Yeah. And I want to point out, too, like, when I start fretting about... like the most middling things, like, is there a bicep swivel? That's just me at my utter pickiest, because otherwise the toy looks so good I have nothing else to pick on. So just for clarification there before someone starts to feel a little bit sensitive about that. I'm otherwise really digging this Wheeljack. I hope that his plastic is as starkly white as the Generations Wheeljack was, because that was a really nice surprise after... Drift was fine, but Wheeljack was just such bone white plastic. I really loved it. Seth, how are you feeling about Wheeljack? I don't think you've seen him in the show, so this must be real fresh for you.
Yeah, well, I actually have seen some pictures of him from the show.
Ah,
okay. But then we also saw those uncolored shots at BotCon, so I have a little more familiarity. I do like him all colored up. I think it looks really cool. I really like the shape of that car mode. It does look pretty goofy with the swords attached to the car. Like, the front of the car looks like some, you know, deformed walrus. which is these big, crazy tusks coming out of this long, flat mouth. But, you know, otherwise he looks cool. He's up there with the ones that I'm more interested in. He's maybe third or fourth most interesting looking one so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, looks good to me.
Awesome. And, Gog, how do you feel about Wheeljack?
No, Wheeljack looks fantastic. He's definitely going to be one of the top deluxe figures in this line, I think. I'm also looking at his, going back and forth between the animation model and the proto shots, and it's pretty satisfyingly on model, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He looks really good, but the only thing that I can say is the colored version has the wing things on the back where the original proto for some reason didn't.
So might be just a joint or a swappable piece.
Yeah. Yeah, Wheeljack looks great. I mean, there's not much more to say about it. I think he looks great. He's going to be a figure that I'm going to actively search for, and that's all there is to say. I want it. Yeah, saw it. Want it. Going to get it.
There's next. Always going to be this wall with the Prime toys, especially for those of us who are really into the show, where we try to start seeing stuff, and then we just kind of devolve into, and I want it.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction about Wheeljack's toy.
Oh.
Whatever wave he's in, he'll be the only new figure. And everyone's going to stress out not being able to find him for a long time. And people are going to be running around going, oh, I find her. There's all these Peg Warman zombie cliffs and some other character that has been in two waves already. And
you know what
why can't I just find Hasbro?
You know what I hope peg warms? I hope the Viacom peg warms, because I'll gladly help unpeg warm the Viacom.
Agreed.
You say that now until you have all the Viacons that you could stand, and then they're still there, and you're going to be...
Once I have 24, wreckful. Maybe, I'll be sick.
Oh, God.
I mean, seriously, it's going to be even worse than the sweeps, because it's going to be like, there's no reason not to get another one unless you just have enough of them, because... It's not like you can ever have too many Viacons, because there's a million of them in the show. So you might just be walking around like, oh man, I really want a toy. I'll just get another Viacon.
Well, I think GogDog should have as many Viacons as he does paratroopers from Cobra Paratroopers from G.I. Joe.
Oh man. How many of those do I got? I think like 9?
Oh, 10? God.
Well, then you need to have at least 9 Viacons.
That's 3 squads of 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it can work. But again, moving into characters who only had one episode, which is funny because these are the guys who seem to be the, like, farther down the line. We've got Skyquake, who I theorized would get a toy, but I honestly didn't think we would see pictures of a toy of him by this point. It's a great prototype, but I'll just throw down 2 things. Number one, the robot mode looks gorgeous. Number two, the jet mode seems to be where Prime is excellent at doing cars. Just excellent, it seems. They're also excellent at doing jets, provided you look at them from the top down.
That's most jets. Jets look fine from the top down, or even a three-quarter angle. And as soon as you get completely on the side, then it's
I just like on Skyquake how he has the little tooth fin things sweeping back on his main wings, but then on his tail fins as well, he's got those things going on. He's got real pointy wings, which I'm kind of liking. But the jet mode was in the show for what, about 30 seconds? So the robot mode
he transformed and got sky murdered.
Yeah. I mean, the robot mode's the real important thing, and you know what? Unfortunately, he doesn't seem to come with his obscene gun, but swords are cool, so I'm all right with that.
Did he have, like, a dong cannon or something? What do you mean, his obscene gun?
He had, like, a gun like the Heavy in Team Fortress 2 has a gun, kind of gun.
Oh, so just a giant gun.
Yeah, a massive Gatling gun.
Not something that looked like a dong.
No, I'm not talking about penile guns here. I'm talking sandwich levels of guns. So Gog, how you feeling about Skyquake? Holy crap, Skyquake!
Yeah, I'm of the same mindset as you. I figured that we would get a toy eventually, just because there's not a lot of characters in the show, so they're gonna have to do everybody eventually. Because it's not like they're scrambling to get. It's not like animated where there's so many characters. It's like who there's tons of characters who didn't get toys.
Yeah,
and this is kind of the opposite. We've already seen a lot of characters. The line's not even out. We've already seen multiple versions of characters already. But no, this toy looks really good. I'd say maybe about the only problem, but you know, scale and Transformers, LOL. But
yeah,
I mean, Skyquake was huge. He towered over Prime, and that's not going to be the case with this toy, I imagine.
Well, hey, at least there's a deluxe Prime toy you can always get that'll be. Size too.
Except not. But the it looks good. Again, look forward to seeing some painted pictures of this guy.
And
I'm gonna get him for sure.
And Seth, how do you feel about Skyquake? Do you even know who Skyquake is in the show?
Or did you guys talk about him? I guess he's a big badass that showed up for like an episode and then got murdered.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, just from this gray picture taken from a projected screen, don't get really a good enough idea about the robot mode to get too excited. I really like what we're seeing of the jet mode. That's a very cool looking jet.
Mm-hmm.
And assuming that there isn't just like a bunch of arms and legs or whatever hanging off the bottom, then they could have something that is interesting enough just on what it looks like to make it worthwhile.
I am a little worried.
Hopefully by the time this stuff starts coming out, the DVDs will be coming out around the same time.
Or, oh, they've got to be.
Netflix around the same time, and
yeah.
I'll start catching up on all this stuff. I mean, I want to watch it. I just don't want to go sticking around torrents or whatever looking for it.
Mm. I just want to say the only thing I'm kind of worried about is even on that great prototype picture, there already seems to be kind of a little like splat of robot mode sticking out the side of the jet from underneath. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, oh man, that's... Hmm.
I kind of like what's going on with his legs and feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool looking. Kind of different. Makes him look thick and heavy.
Yeah. Well, that's the kind of character he is. The thick, heavy dude with a deep voice and a big gun.
Yeah, and it's also one of the more realistic takes on the fact that a jet transforms into something that's huge. Because a lot of times, like with Starscream, transforms... And then he's kind of this small dude who's, like, Prime towers over him. But realistically, jets are way bigger than vehicles.
Yeah.
So Skyquake was total personification of that. Like, he was a regular jet, and he transformed. He towered over everybody. The dude was giant. Even over Starscream, which is, I mean, yeah, I know that there's jets of different sizes, but the difference between the two were, it was pretty severe.
Yeah. Well, again, that's and given just the way the Voyagers are looking all together, I'm ready to see color pictures of that guy. The only other thing left in Prime I can think of that we saw was Prime Cyberverse, which, speaking as someone who is actually really digging Cyberverse, I honestly don't have much to say about them because half of them were great prototypes, and Cyberverse toys often are not the most amazing-looking representations of a character. The only real interesting things that came out of there, I think, universally would be there's a Cyberverse Ironhide who looks kind of movie-ish. We mentioned him many times before, but now there's a picture floating out around there. There's a Cyberverse playset that seems to be of Wheeljack's ship. And I think in the case there was a Cyberverse RC done up in pink. I don't have those pictures handy, though. I didn't actually get ready to talk about
Cyberverse. I think the pink one was a Photoshop, wasn't it?
Oh, was it a Photoshop?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked hilarious. Okay, then scratch that one. I don't know. Do you guys have much you want to say about the Cyberverse designs you saw?
Let me see. Let me click through them real quick. But I remember thinking that the Wheeljack was kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
The RC was kind of not okay.
she looks a little wave one-y.
Let me see. Yeah, here's the RC right here. The motorcycle mode looks really good. The robot mode, I need to see more of that, but I don't think it's particularly impressive.
It looks like a Legends toy that turns into a motorcycle to me. It reminds me a lot of Legends Prowl from Animated. Mm-hmm.
I think the Wheeljack kind of looks okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely doesn't hold a candle to his other deluxe mode, but it looks like he has swords on his back, which peg out, so that's... got something going for it, I guess.
And you know, as someone who is kind of digging Cyberverse, I will say, if that's what the Prime Cyberverse line is going to be like, I'll probably end up collecting it at some point. Cyberverse I find really charming right now, so I hope it carries through to Prime.
Yeah, I hope that they turn out better than the impression I'm getting now. But as it stands now, I think I'm probably going to be skipping most of these and just sticking with the larger figures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the Bumblebee. It's
a Bumblebee Legends toy.
I think it'll look better in color for sure when put some black highlights on there. But the Bumblebee, I don't remember if we saw this at BotCon, but he definitely has like a 3mm port on the top and like assortment of weapons. Like,
I remember we saw the weapons. That seems to be where they're taking Cyberverse, is they're really just gripping hold of the Cyberverse clip system, as they're seeming to refer to it now. The M clips, as we learned from the interview. And I think that's great, because that's one of Cyberverse's biggest key points that I think it currently does not touch on enough, which is the fact that every Cyberverse toy is enabled for clip system weapons, but none of them seem to come with all that many clip system weapons. So
I have no idea what's going on with that ship Cyberverse playset vehicle thing.
Yeah.
Like, I need to see, I don't even know what that is. It looks really weird.
We need pics. Well, if there's nothing else in the Prime toys to cover, there's a very quick but very notable pair of toys I can bring up. That being the continuation of Generations with two incredibly logical repaints with new heads, because we've known for months that these guys had alternate heads, and we've known for months what those repaints could be. So it's the new head version of Generations Thunderwing as Sky Shadow or Black Shadow, and it's the it's a Junkion called Junkheap with a new head that also seems to have facial hair. But going by the picture we see, it also has like big blocky shades, which I believe matches up to the line art of the head in Rekgar's instruction book. So hey, guess what? Generations is back, at least briefly. I'm hoping that these are wide release. I believe that the rumor is these guys are going to ship in a case with Wheeljack, Warpath, and Thundercracker.
No, and Cup.
Oh, sorry, and Cup.
Yeah, Wheeljack. Wheeljack, Warpath, and Cup.
Yeah. Which, hey, great case. If I didn't have those toys already, I'd say I'd just get a case of those. But I think they look fine. I'm not bursting at the ball seams over these, but I am really happy that they're happening, because they were very logical, and it would be a bummer if they didn't happen. And the bigger win out of this is the hope that perhaps this really does mean Generations will persist as Generations through 2011 and perhaps even into 2012. I heard from Artoni on Twitter, primarily, that there is also a huge bit of, unfortunately, unwritten hearsay right now. Just it's basically, I heard this person say something about a G1 RC toy, and Artoni went up and asked one of the PR people, and they said that if they do a G1 RC, it would be kind of like a testbed toy to see if female robots can actually sell. Did either of you get any more info on that RC thing? Because I was on my iPhone when that happened, and I only heard basically whatever was said on Twitter. So
Let me look that up, because I thought she said something different, but I might be wrong.
So okay, yeah,
I'll look that up.
I will point out right away, like, when SDCC was happening, I had no internet at the apartment I'm staying at. I was just on my iPhone most of the time. Just now is when I'm getting to sit down and get a good look at a lot of these pictures. So I'm not the most well prepared, I will admit. But Gog, while you're looking that up, Seth, what do you think of these two Generations editions?
Well, let me finish yawning. You called on me right when I started yawning, which is a bummer. But,
hey, Seth, what do you think?
Well, that's kind of how I feel about Sky Shadow, actually.
Oh, burn.
It's like, you know, it's fine. I don't have any, like, real problem with it, but it's not getting me excited in any way. Mm-hmm. Then the Junkie, just, they could re-release that mold with a different head forever, and it will make sense.
Yeah.
And it won't, I mean there would be a point where it's like, oh my god, they're doing that again. But like, how many times did they reuse the Seeker mold? Exactly. They could just keep reusing that mold for a very long time, and you know, just switch up the colors a little bit each time and stick a different head on it, and yeah, you're gonna be all right. The thing that I'm most excited about that wave is I've still haven't found a Warpath.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, another chance is welcome. So that's good. And it gives you hope that the crappy jagged blue last wave of 2011 on both the pitchers, you know, gives you hope that it's not, they're not saying the last wave.
Yeah.
It's like, no, the last wave of this year, which, you know, indicates that there will be waves to come, which is good, because, you know, in recent years, the classic / generation stuff has been my favorite stuff for like the last few years. So, yes, please keep it going. Mm-hmm. Keep that party rocking down the way. Rock all night.
Rock on. Rock on, Seattle. Like on McDonald's. Gog, what about you? How do you feel about these two Generations releases? Are you still researching my weird little story?
Well, I'll get into that in a minute. No, I'm glad. I think that new Junkion head looks great. It's a little the picture I was looking at is a little fuzzy, but I'm assuming it's the same one that Junkheap is going to have the same head as the United Scrap Heap. And if that's the case, then yeah, I'm fine with it. I think Scrap Heap had a better paint job, but whatever. This is going to be a $11 deluxe versus a eHobby exclusive, so yeah. I'll take what I can get. I like Sky Shadow, Black Shadow. Yeah, I think it's fine. The Thunderwing mold is neat. It's not the best generation's mold, but it's not bad. But Black Shadow, he hasn't had a toy like
in forever.
How many toys has that guy gotten? You know, it's just awesome that that's even being made. And it's cool that they're even bringing that over to America, because that figure was never released in America at all. So
His toys are head remolded repaints. So that's kind of neat too.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to get a Victory only character released in the States. So
yeah,
just for that alone, that I'm happy. And we all knew it was coming, but I'm glad that it wasn't something that was going to get released as a figure remold like 2 years from now. It's actually going to be coming out this year, which I am maybe a little surprised about that, but
yeah,
still happy.
And it seems like another thing where, you know, especially those last two generations releases, given that those are colored Photoshop pictures, that's something that would have been really cool to see at BotCon. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it's not some big reveal, it's repaints.
Yeah, it's things figures. That the layman fan, or even like just the dude who walks on the Transformers panel, probably won't even care about. It's going to be like, hey, look, it's a black jet and a motorcycle. Whatevs. But Gog, just to close up this last little avenue on generations, did you find anything about what I was trying to remember?
Well, I saw Artoni's tweet about the tweet actually says RC is a test toy. In a way, if she sells well, marketing says they'll look at making more Ladybots / cons. But there was I didn't see any mention of a G1 RC. When I saw that tweet, I assumed she was talking about Prime RC. So if there
why
is,
why did I never think of that?
Yeah, I thought maybe you saw other information that Hasbro had mentioned a G1 RC toy at the panel or something, and then I didn't see that. That's why I was confused. But
all right, let's nix that one then. I did not. I'm going in by entirely hearsay, just off Twitter. So I must have heard something wrong on Twitter, because Prime RC makes way more sense.
But yeah, so buy RC, because then we can get.
I'll buy RC.
Stuff, like.
You know what? It'll probably. I bet you, if RC is a good toy, it'll help even more. So hopefully, we'll find that out pretty soon.
Yeah,
I bet you some dude is going to video review RC probably in the next 2 weeks. So,
I have a feeling.
I'm just using my my clairvoyance there. All right, there's one last major wing of Transformers news to talk about here from SDCC, which is they finally showed some more Dark of the Moon toys now that the movie is out, and we don't just get shown a bunch of big red images saying, we'll tell you about it later. So the first big one, and I think this is the first one a lot of people looked at, was Human Alliance Soundwave. And there's a lot of things going for this toy. Number one, it's a really pretty alt mode. Number two, it's Soundwave. Number three, it comes with a highly, highly screen accurate looking laser beak, at least in comparison to the deluxe toy. Number four, it comes with tiny Patrick Dempsey. That's a whole lot of stuff working in this toy's favor. The one thing not working in its favor for me is that the robot mode looks kind of goofy to me. And
His legs look a little spindly.
Yeah, and we've seen from the slideshow the official images, and he's out there in the case right now. Nothing's helping me very much with really getting into his robot mode. I also find the blue, it's a neat homage, but it also feels highly out of place. I do like that his license plate says Superior. That's kind of neat. And I like that his doors work the proper way by folding up like that. So I think I'll end up picking up this toy just because it has all these pieces I really like. It's just I wish I was into the main part of the toy more than I am right now. And maybe that will change.
It's just nuts how different the robot mode looks between that and the deluxe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the deluxe looks better proportioned.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that laser beak is really doing it for me, and I might have to get it just for that laser beak.
Well, at least, you know, that's why I'm saying that this Soundwave, it feels like you buy it for Laserbeak and Patrick Dempsey more than Soundwave. I mean, at least they're packing Patrick Dempsey in with Soundwave. So, you know, as we said in the pre-show, you can totally just have him boss Soundwave around.
It's like, how did the two sizes end up so totally different?
Yeah. Although
it doesn't even look like he has feet. It just looks like there's some loose pieces hanging off the bottom of his legs.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So weird.
And I don't remember the movie. I mean, I might just be misremembering something from the movie. I don't remember the movie looking proportioned quite like that. So I don't really know what's going on there. But
yeah, just leave him in car mode.
Yeah, I mean,
great, that robot mode looks awful.
Great looking car mode. It's like everything but the robot is really winning me over here. So, Gog, how do you feel about HA Soundwave?
Yeah, I agree. It's really disappointing for me because I thought this was going to be a must-have figure, especially because since some of the movie toys seem to turn out really well, and this was a later release. I mean, the line has been out for multiple waves now, and then this is a figure that hasn't even been released, hasn't even been shown. So it's like, well, this is going to be awesome, right? And it's kind of not. I'm a little surprised that they got the Mercedes license, because I guess as we're going to talk about with Q/Wheeljack, they're both licensed Mercedes cars. So has Hasbro done a licensed Mercedes before?
I don't remember offhand.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know they did a Jaguar with Alternators Ravage, but I don't know. Yeah, I haven't put any thought into that, so maybe, but whatever, it's not important. The Laserbeak looks cool, but yeah, I thought this was going to be a must-have for me, and the more I look at it, the more I kind of think that I might pass on this altogether, and it's really disappointing. I want to want this. I want to, but it's not. The legs are really bad.
I know. I really want, like, I'm still going to buy this because it has so much stuff in it I like, and I'm going to hold out the biggest hope that, like Bumblebee and like Barricade and you know, those two Human Alliance toys in particular, there's some way to modify this robot mode without, you know, outright customization. But it's a pretty big bummer that, I mean, it's Wave 3 Human Alliance, and this is looking like it's almost, I mean, it looks, if this was just Soundwave with Patrick Dempsey, I'd almost say this was like Sideswipe tier. Only slightly above because the vehicle mode looks better. Just for this to have come out after Jazz is a bummer.
I mean, his arms look terrible. The whole robot looks like a mess.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. And I mean, they tried to put in this boombox detail on him, but it almost makes things look worse because it's just like they're just stuck all over the place. It's giant, concave little domes everywhere, and I don't know. What a Laserbeak, though. Hell yes. Let's move along to the deluxes, because I don't recall any other Human Alliance toys getting announced here. Let's talk about the deluxe Soundwave. Now, this thing, I don't mean this as a burn, but the first picture I saw, I didn't look at the word deluxe, and I thought this was Cyberverse, because the picture's really small. But deluxe Soundwave, he still has that really weird blue, like G1 blue with silver thing going on, which I don't really care for myself. I don't think that deep blue fits with the silver at all. I think if they were going to do blue on him, they should have kept it to an electric blue or even an all-spark blue, just something that jive better with the silver, because this just feels weird. It feels like a G1 Soundwave wearing a car costume, which is weird to me. I don't know. I'll warm up to it, I'm sure. But guess what? He has real legs. That's a huge plus. And his mech tech weapon seems to be a bit of a G1 harken back to his shoulder cannon thing, although it seems to also transform into a radar dish, and going by the picture, maybe it locks in place. Who knows? I'll definitely probably pick this up. At least the thing about Dark of the Moon car toys is at least the car modes all tend to look really good, much like the Prime toys. So, you know, I love the car mode. I hope it's painted silver and not, like, Sideswipe from Wave 2. But it looks okay. Gog, how do you feel about this?
I think overall it looks better than the Human Alliance. Again, I'm still kind of disappointed that we don't have this really awesome definitive Soundwave since we've got him across three size classes, but
yeah.
I'm going to get this for sure. I like the disc things on the wrists. I think that it turned out better here than it did on the Human Alliance.
Well, here it looks cohesive and it looks like it's thematic. Yeah. Human Alliance, it just feels like, oh yeah, and there's discs. It's like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, much like the MechTech with the deluxes, you can take it or leave it. At least here, it looks like it's something besides a gun. So it's kind of hilarious. Much how we have problems with colors that are shown in the solicitation photos that don't end up making it to the toy, it's very possible that this might actually work to our benefit, where some of the colors that you're having a problem with might be muted or non-existent in the production version.
Yeah.
But, I like it. It's kind of a shame that this one doesn't come with some sort of little laser beak or something, but
it would be nice to have a deluxe scaled laser beak, even just as a little accessory, like a non-posable accessory.
Yeah, like I was talking about the deluxe laser beak, he has 5mm heels, so you could totally clip him onto his back on his shoulder, but he's going to be bigger than Soundwave, which is going to be kind of weird, but
yeah.
it could work somehow, maybe.
Well, Seth, how do you feel about Deluxe Soundwave? I mean, you mentioned him a little bit already. It seems you're into him more than the Human Alliance.
Yeah, I just think the robot mode just in general looks better.
Mm-hmm.
It's simpler, but, you know, sometimes that works better than complicated. The radar dish thing looks goofy as hell. I mean,
it's a giant radar dish on top of
the
bends.
Yeah, it's like half the length of the car. And, whatever. Like, all the mech tech weapons are, like, too big and goofy.
Yeah, at least, as I said, as we've all said before, mech tech is something you can take or leave. But I'm starting to just find comedic value in mech tech weapons, particularly things like radar dishes. But that said, we've been talking about some Mercedes stuff. Let's talk about the other Mercedes toy, Deluxe Wave 6. We've got Wheeljack coming. It's Q. If anyone needed that confirmed, now it's been as confirmed as can be. And I need to see a better picture of this toy. Because, I mean, this is a character, for all my criticisms of, you know, what they did with this character in the movie and how much of a contribution he had, I kind of like the fact that he has such a demented-looking head. And I was hoping his toy would turn out all right. And his toy looks okay. It's not doing anything overtly different from the movie model if you toyify it. I kind of dig how it seems his legs from the knees down are just like multiple folded layers of car, which is kind of cool. It looks like he also comes with a small multitude of accessories, which would actually be pretty close to how in the movie he had all that different gear racked up on his back. I got to see how posable it is. I got to see what the transformation's like, and if that robot mode is actually solid, like if all those parts tab in somewhere, that's the important thing to me. But there's nothing there that's telling me I'm going to hate this toy. Just I also got to know more about it before I can make a call. But Seth, how you feeling about the Einsteinian one?
I only saw the picture briefly earlier, and I actually can't look at it right now because my computer's doing this stupid thing it was doing earlier this morning where everything's happening very, very slowly. Like, I click on something and...
Oh, you want to click something?
It's not open.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, I'm kind of stuck on this other thing.
Stuck on Human Alliance?
So, hopefully... Well, no, actually, I'm stuck on Skyquake. Because I was trying to close stuff down, and then it decided, I'm not going to just go slow. I'm just going to not respond at all. So, hopefully, something bad doesn't happen soon. And we can keep going.
Fingers crossed. But,
from what I did see, it's kind of okay. I'm probably not going to get it. But something I was thinking about earlier with the whole name confusion, like, is he this or is he that? Is he Q? Is he wheelchair? Maybe at the last minute, they decided to not refer to him as Wheeljack because his character not only looks so much different, but acts completely different than Prime Wheeljack.
That could be it, yeah.
Like, where he's sort of like the goofy professor in Dark of the Moon, and he's, from my understanding, he's like badass shogun warrior in Prime. Maybe they were just like, there's too much disparagement here. Let's just rip off James Bond and call him Q, because he makes weapons.
Yeah, I can kind of, I would not disagree that that sounds like a likely possibility. Gog, how about you? How are you feeling about Dotem Wheeljack?
Yeah, I think overall I'm just a little surprised that, again, that they got the Mercedes license and that they were able to, because we all know what we thought, or what at least what the studio or someone working for Michael Bay had claimed, that the reason why Mirage got his name changed to Dino, but it was just weird because Mirage was changed to Dino, and in the same breath, Wheeljack was changed to Q. So it's a little strange that now Hasbro has got the license to Wheeljack, and Wheeljack's in use, and he was Wheeljack in the game, and he was Wheeljack in the novel, and he was Wheeljack in the comics, and someone in the movie randomly changed his name to Q. It's a little strange, but it's like, whatever. LOL. Michael Bay, but yeah, this isn't really doing anything for me. I don't plan on getting it unless somebody gets something in hand and it's got some weird, some weird attraction.
Flip down or something,
but yeah, like some if yeah, I'm not planning on this. Like some head roll feature, maybe.
Oh God.
Put spring loaded neck.
If it's on a ball joint, oh jeez.
Spring-loaded neck feature. I would buy this, okay? If it had something like that, but as it stands now, I have no desire to pick this up.
I'm just gonna throw in, I forgot to mention that I'm wondering if the Cliff Jumper mold has a ball joint on the waist, so you can split the zombie one in half. Get all Star Wars prequel toys style. They're magnets. They're hidden spoilers in their toys. Anyway, the other big figure release I saw, aside from stuff we saw before who were kind of non-show, non-movie characters, is this ties into The Ride, which the trailer for Transformers The Ride I haven't watched yet, but I heard that General Morshauer is in it, so I have to go on that ride now. You apparently in The Ride are traveling with a new Transformer called Evac. There have been many Transformers called Evac. And this is Evac finally making it to the big time, and no longer being a helicopter. He's been busted down to armored troop carrier thing. He's also getting two toys, a deluxe and a cyberverse. And number one, I mean, the toys look completely fine. There's nothing wrong with them. I would probably even happily pick them up. But the interesting thing I saw about this, and I forgot if it was, I saw this on Twitter and it was a great quote. It might've been Proto Man who said it. It might've been one of the toy bros. I can't remember. But they said basically Transformers is getting a ride at Universal, and the Universal ride character from the Transformers ride is getting two toys. You can't say Transformers is small time anymore. And I totally agree with that. That this is like the Star Tours-ification of Transformers almost. In that we're getting our Star Tours ride, and then our Star Tours pilot is getting his own toys done. Only they also transform, which is a lot cooler than that little dude who drives Star Tours. No offense meant to him. So Evac, and I guess Transformers The Ride. I have nothing to say about that because I haven't seen the trailer yet. But do either of you guys have any thoughts on Evac or the ride he comes from? Gog?
The deluxe figure looks really impressive because we got to see the deluxe. They also showed a slide of the concept model, both vehicle and robot, and wow, he looks really on model. I mean, like, with the exception of maybe a couple of bits on the chest, but like the legs and everything, and he's the arms, like the little missile things on his forearms, and the zigzag shapes on his legs. That's pretty impressive. I mean, I could care less if he's a ride character. It's like, whatever, it's cross promotion, that's fine, I understand, but I dig him. I like the buggy like the buggy type mode for his alt mode. Robot mode looks neat. If they can get that in a nice royal shade of blue, I think this is going to be an impressive little toy. And I certainly, at this point, plan on picking it up. I'm really impressed. I like this. Mm.
And Seth, how are you feeling about EVAC?
I actually think the vehicle mode looks a little better in the Legend size one. The mm-hmm. Deluxe kind of looks too much like a Creo kit. Like, it just looks like there's too many gaps and parts. Kind of, I don't know, looks like it's made up too many bits.
Mm.
But the robot looks kind of cool. And with the ride, is that going to be installed at both the Universal Studio parks?
So
in the
far,
US?
What I've heard is it's only the one in California. There's, but the last time I was at Universal, which was last year, they had a big banner up said "Coming Soon Transformers." But the last thing that I had read, it was at BotCon. When Aaron Archer and Rick Alvarez were up there talking about it, they kept specifically only talking about California. So I don't know if the Transformers thing here is going to be something different or what. I haven't really looked into it. I completely forgot about that. That I was really curious about that at BotCon and completely forgot until just now.
We sure needed another reason for BotCons to happen in Pasadena, said all the East Coast people.
Yeah, like, speaking of Proto Man, I think it was yesterday, he tweeted something like, "The Transformer riot's coming. Gee, I wonder where BotCon's going to be next year." And then I didn't know if it was going to be at both parks or just one.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, well, I guess we're either going back to Orlando or, I mean, if Proto Man's right and his assumption is correct, then I guess we're either going back to Orlando or we're going back to Pasadena. I mean, Pasadena is more convenient and cheaper for me, but it's also kind of like, it's fun to, you know, go to places you've never been before.
To travel.
Yeah.
but that really also does it for all the toys I saw out of SDCC that I really want to talk about. There was some other stuff that came up. A lot of Cyberverse, of course.
Hey.
What'd I miss?
Hey. Transformers Star Wars, man. Come on.
Okay, let's do it. So, Transformers Star Wars.
What?
Let's take a look here.
You got one garbage picture in this thing.
So, in the basic size, there was actually a review that came out of this basic size Star Wars Transformers line of the Grievous, and apparently these are even smaller than Transformers Scouts. Like, the Grievous robot mode was shorter than Wind Charger, which does change my outlook a little bit on these. Not much.
With nothing but the title cards, to give any sense of scale. I mean, the robots just look like they must be tiny.
Yeah.
But as is the case with the Star Wars Transformers, the vehicle comes first. And all the vehicles look kind of right on.
Yeah. If you want some tiny, tiny, like I'm talking 3 to 4 inch long Star Wars vehicles, that's what these are.
Yeah, we heard they were going to be small, but man, do they look small.
Yeah, there's a review on TFW somewhere of the Grievous that's in the middle there, and he is smaller than Wind Charger, if I remember the pictures correctly. Which, you know, that's kind of impressive to a degree. He's still not an amazing Transformer, but when these things don't cost $20, I am far more warmed up to them than when...
Well, I love that ship design.
Yeah.
Grievous.
Yeah,
like I kind of
Art Deco need
and
Art Deco-iness of it is really.
And I didn't know this, but going by the signs, it looks like the retail is actually $8. Which
that's what I was going to say. This is the first time it looks like Star Wars may actually be kind of priced at the same level of size class as regular Transformers because I guess even there the deluxes or the Star Wars Transformers are comparable to deluxes, but. Sometimes they are a little on the large side, but they are priced higher. So,
yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, these ones, given the fact that the guy who reviewed the Grievous actually had some nice things to say, it made me go, like, if they do a certain combination of character and vehicle that really, really catches me, then and they're only $8, then hey, why not? I'll give it a try. I mean, that
for the most part, I think they're just going to work their way through the same character vehicle combination that we've already
seen. I mean, they already have a CC-10 Jedi Starfighter, which means they're already starting the cycle of doing every single Jedi from Clone Wars as a Jedi Starfighter with different heads.
Well, they have both types of Jedi fighter.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Episode 1 and the Episode 3 kind of already.
Yeah.
The more TIE Fighter-ish looking one and the triangle-y one.
Yeah, so they can go nuts with that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if they do a Boba Fett, I mean, that's a guaranteed sale for me.
Oh yeah, $8 Boba Fett versus $20 Boba Fett for me for sure.
Well, still the only Star Wars Transformer I have is the Boba Fett.
Oh,
even though it's awful,
he's kind of dumpy.
It's the only one that I have.
hey Gog, you got a whole lot of interest in those Star Wars Transformers, right?
Nope.
Nope. All right. So I think
he's gonna hate.
The only other major toy picks I skipped over. I mean, there's repaint pictures. There's that shot of the 2-pack that involves a deluxe Leadfoot, but China has just provided us with way better pictures of Leadfoot. Darksteel made an appearance there, but you know, a lot of the stuff is stuff that. I don't know if we have much else to add to it. Did you guys have anything else you'd really like to talk about?
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm
still going to buy Darksteel. I'll just throw it out there. I'm buying Darksteel still.
I mean, I like the homage, but...
I've heard the mold is good. That's why I want to buy it. Because, I mean, the Sideswipe mold I heard is pretty good. I heard that the Sideswipe gun is pretty good, but I'm really having trouble getting over Sideswipe's complete lack of paint. So... Darksteel both has paint and has that mold in him. I'm losing the mech tech, but I don't know. Anyway, that's San Diego for us so far. If anything else comes up, guess what? We might talk about it in another episode. That's how we roll. I'm sure that also in future episodes, those of us who do get a hold of San Diego Toys will have things to say, but none of us went to San Diego Comic-Con. So, the only thing any of us have to report as far as our own experiences would be me and Seth having no 3A toys right now. That's about it. and many shouts out to Cook Sucks for hitting up O'Neill Designs and hooking me up with some Glios goodness. And thanks to everyone out there who was looking for stuff for people, because San Diego is not a pleasant convention to go toy hunting at. I've never heard happy stories. I'm getting caught up on the Giant Bomb E3 Bombcasts and Happy Hours, and there's a great quote I heard somewhere where someone said, like, so, at the San Diego Comic-Con, can you ever tell me what's fun about it? And some people kind of go, like, well, there was the, It's like, it probably is kind of true that if you go there and you're trying to do a lot and you're trying to pick up toys, it's probably not actually all that fun a show. So...
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're going looking for... like exclusive stuff and you have interest that bridges multiple toy companies,
you're screwed.
It sounds like Comic-Con is just nothing but lines for you.
Yeah. And waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. To maybe get lucky enough to get something.
Yeah.
Like the only person that I know that have gotten those 3A exclusives so far did get in line at 5 a.m. in order to get them. So, yeah, it sounds crazy. Like I used to know a guy who went to Comic-Con every single year up to about 3 years ago when he said it's not about comics anymore. And that's why I went. So now I don't. And, I don't know. It almost sounds like it's more fun to watch it from a distance. As long as you don't want any of the exclusives, then it's like unbelievably stressful.
And then if you want the exclusives, it's, you know, you get to know a whole lot of people, but then you also, at least in my case, I always feel this kind of inbuilt guilt of like, wow, I'm basically asking someone to brave that crowd and those lines to get me a toy. And
yeah, like the two people that are trying to get stuff for me both kind of volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't like go out and, hey, you're going.
Oh yeah, Cook Sucks, just to drop a name. He after he was talking to you, he actually just tweeted me going like, you want anything? And I was like, well, if you get lucky with the 3A stuff, that'd be cool. And then later on with the Glios things as well. But
I asked both these people, like, both of them were like, hey, you want me to try it? And I said, yes, that'd be awesome. And now that it sounds like it's probably not going to happen, and they're sending me apologetic messages about it, I'm like, hey, it's cool.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. I mean, it's disappointing. I would have loved to have gotten that stuff, but, you know, I'm not going to
tell them try harder
or, yeah. and you
or
know
get upset about it and pound my fist against the table.
If anyone ever does like pick up stuff at San Diego, then they go out and, you know, no one solicited it from them and they say, hey, guess what? I got the San Diego toy. I'd like to charge a $10 markup on it. Nobody should ever rip their grill open for that, because guess what they had to go through to get that toy? Probably about $10 of effort, at least. So,
at least.
If not more.
I mean, even if they only stood in line for an hour, then you're paying them $10 an hour to stand in line for you. And that's fairly low wages.
Yeah.
That's not much more than minimum wage in a lot of states.
Long story short, San Diego Comic-Con is nuts. So,
San Diego Comic-Con is minimum wage.
It's minimum wage. So all our love and support out to those who are trying to brave the toy lines, for those of us who could not make it out there. Anyway, let's take a quick intermission. Then we'll be back with the second half of the podcast with what we got this week. So see you in a flash.
You never eat or drink anything. You don't go out in the sunlight. How old are you?
17.
How long have you been 17?
A while.
I know what you are.
See it. Out loud. Say it.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Are you afraid?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the second half of our somewhat truncated fourth year premiere here at WTF at TFW. It's time for what we got this week, and I'll start off because I got Cyberverses this week. As far as Transformers go, I found I was at Walmart the day before I came to Toronto, just thinking I'll go check Walmart, and I saw Battlesteel Optimus Prime, the Cyberverse Commander Optimus Prime, who comes with the swords and is colored like in G1. So I pulled him off because, like, hey, I'll pick him up, but this means Hatchet must be around here. And I did some digging and I found me a Hatchet, the only Hatchet in Victoria as far as I know. So popped them open, the Optimus Prime, guess what? It's Cyberverse Optimus Prime with different weapons. Hatchet, though, is delightful. Really cool little toy, and if anything else, Hatchet is a toy whose transformation scheme is entirely unique. It does nothing you will expect until you have it in hand, and for that reason alone, I'd say Hatchet is entirely recommendable. It also helps that he pulls off his modes generally really well, and I really dig it. Like the fact that his jet modes' only major kibble are a pair of giant claws sticking off the back on a Cyberverse toy is kind of neat, so I'm really happy with Hatchet, and I'm really happy that I've got the Dreads in Cyberverse form now, because Hatchet is great. Crowbar, aside from his arms, is great. Crankcase is a legend, but hey, guess what? He fits in with the other two. So many props to Hatchet. That's what I got this week as far as Transformers go. So luckily, I'm in a bit of a rush here, but I also have nothing else. So boom. Seth, did you get any Transformers?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Unlike last week, I did. So, based on how much Gog Dog loved it so hard last time, I got that Cyberverse Megatron.
Oh, man.
With
here
his
we go.
Trailer.
Oh.
Huh?
I said, oh.
No, but why is Gog saying, oh, man, here we go?
Because you're putting responsibility on me in case you don't like it.
No, it's fine. I was going to say, okay, right. And for detail, just re-listen to what Gog had to say about
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, no, I was a little worried because I'm biased.
That damn Gog Dog got me to buy this damn toy, and
no, I think it's good. I mean, the only real drawback is that bright gash in his face. Like, seems a little much, but having the trailer really puts an extra level of awesome onto the vehicle mode. Just makes it look that much more gnarly and tough and grisly, but like. As Gog was saying last time, the vehicle mode is nearly flawless. Mm. It's really,
rather incredible how good the vehicle mode is. It's worth it, in my opinion. And I got that Cyberverse Prime for free, so now I have both theaters in Cyberverse.
Hey!
Out or something, I don't know. Then I got some third-party business, the Buzzsaw and Laser.
Oh, Buzzer and Laser?
Buzzer and Laser, yeah.
How are they? Because I'm going to look for them at TFCon, I think.
I like them. You experienced those molds at BotCon, right?
Yeah.
So you can't... It's kind of like that, but different colored. I think they're good. They're not my favorite perfect effect stuff, but I think they're solid and cool, and they're a good time. The wings are really thin. Oh, man, those wings are thin.
I have a quick question. What colors are their energy blades?
I think they're both red.
Okay.
Now I'm doubting my memory. They're in another room. I can't just look at them right
Curses.
Now.
Curses.
But I believe they're both red.
Okay, that's cool.
And then I got a Voyager from Dark of the Moon.
Oh?
Got a Voyager. Not Megatron. Still haven't seen Megatron in stores. And I really appreciate everyone that's been offering to grab one for me, but I'm determined to actually find it myself. I ever give up, I could just order it. Like, it's plentiful online. So I thought it was really weird when Kmart restocked Voyagers, and they had even more Primes, and a few Shockwaves, and a Sentinel Prime. So I got Sentinel Prime.
Oh. How are you finding them?
I thought it might be interesting. Kind of too much stuff on his back in robot mode, like the whole cape backpack thing that I earlier was saying that I don't really care for so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's just this big, long, flat thing hanging off his back that's kind of a bummer.
Ah.
Vehicle mode looks good. Transformation, he's kind of chill formery in a way with how much of that long flatness of him is just all on his back.
Mm-hmm.
So... just all of his back and then fold down the sides. And really all that you do is move the arms back and kind of tuck the legs down a little bit or tuck the feet into the legs. Because the legs are just in line with his torso as they are. So you just kind of fold the feet up and then the arms kind of go around behind them in between his torso and that long flat top of the fire truck.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's nothing too impressive about it. I mean, there are a couple steps with getting his arms back there. Like they move around kind of a lot, but I mean, nothing that's really mind boggling. There's nothing really mind boggling about this thing. It's serviceable across the board.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing particularly bad about it, but nothing that really goes, oh my god, they did this so well. So it's just all around okay. The mech tech weapon is interesting, and it's like sort of default mode. I guess it's supposed to be like the water cannon. It attaches to the top of the fire truck, and it kind of looks like a way too big water cannon. And then when you push the thing down, like all these parts come around from the sides, and then it locks into place, which is, you know, genius. And the lock doesn't hinge on the gears all being lined up, because there are a lot of gears involved in this. There's four pieces that move around, and yeah, there's one like big gear in there, it looks like. So yeah, so the button you press down to change the mode, when you get it pushed down, you give it a little twist and it locks in. And then in that mode, it's like this longer cannon with like this giant round barrel. Like the barrel is bigger around than the midpoint, like in between. It like goes back to this really much smaller diameter in the middle. But it looks like the kind of gun that in a video game, when you get it, would just like make the giant
long, fat laser that you could then just slide back and forth across the screen and wipe out all the enemies. Like, if this was like one of those top-down looking scrollers, like bullet or a bullet hell kind of a game, like it would be the big gout of blue laser that just wipes out everything as you just wave it back and forth. So those are rad looking. So in that way, the powered up mech tech gun is kind of cool. Then just like quickly off topic, I got the Ultraman Ultra Act original Ultraman.
Oh.
Some flaws, but I enjoy them. Like, it looks like they even on his eyes have little holes where the actor would have looked out.
Yep, it goes for that level of suit accuracy.
Then you're supposed to be able to like angle the head up enough to where you could get him in his proper flying pose. But I don't know if I'm missing something with how his neck works.
There's a separate swivel joint at the base of his head. I
think I had done that, but like the ridge on the back of his head, the ridge on the back of his neck, and then the ridge that runs from the top of his head around the back and down his spine, those pieces end up bumping into each other, and I can't get the head cocked back far enough.
I remember now. You also have to tilt his chest up, kind of. You have to put a whole arc into his body is the idea.
Okay, I'll experiment more with it.
Yeah.
And then the hands are on there really tight. I actually haven't gotten the default hands off yet because I haven't had time to kind of get in there with, like, I want to use those Reveltech pliers to try to get a grip on them because the default hands that are on there are the fists, so it's like the smallest, hardest to get a hold of hands possible. And they're on there really, really tight.
Use some heat, too. Heat helps with the Figuarts' hands.
So I'll mess with that a little bit more. And you know, for the most part, I think it's pretty good. I'm not as impressed with that super robot Mazinger Z that I got, both being Bandai products.
Hmm.
I was more impressed with that, with the Mazinger. But, you know, it's good.
And that Ultraman is also the worst figure to come out of that line so far. So, I mean, I mean that in context of the line and not like it's a bad toy, just that they improved hardcore after that one. Yeah.
Well, and this is the only one I'm going to get because it's the only version of Ultraman I have any history with.
Hmm.
And I watched this version of Ultraman when I was in kindergarten. Like, one of the local TV stations, Channel 2, showed Ultraman in the afternoons. And I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And the kind of jerk son of my babysitter at the time, if I said I wanted to watch it, then he wouldn't let
me. So bastard.
I had to pretend like I didn't like it. That was the only way to have to leave it on Channel 2. That kid was just a prick. So
he amounted to
nothing.
I was
in kindergarten, man. Yeah, I was like 5. Leave me alone. Then the only other off-topic thing that I got that was really cool, and I want to acknowledge just briefly, is I got my first DSLR. I got an Nikon D 3100.
Oh, you did?
And yay. Yeah, and I've been. I really got it to get dog off my back. I was going to say something more vulgar, but then you would have had to have edited.
Hey, but who really won? That's what I want to know.
Balls and or nuts.
No. Yeah, it was refurbished and on sale. So the regular price of this camera, I think, is $640 new. And I got it for $530.
Oh, nice.
So that worked pretty well.
And the video output is looking pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to do 1080p, but with my YouTube account. So do you have to be a partner to get 1080p resolution?
I'm actually not aware because I became a partner before they put that in.
I know your videos go up to that, but mine are only going up to 720.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it still looks way, way better than the Casio XLM that I was using.
Mm-hmm.
For the other videos there. And I was happy that the video is compatible with iMovie,
which I know is small time for you Final Cutters, but
well, not anymore. I have. It is Final Cut now. Anyway, I'm not going to start that.
Nope, you shouldn't. Yeah, so I'm kind of I had like a film SLR, or actually technically I still have it. I just can't tell you where it is. I own it. It might be in the storage locker. But and then my parents were both photography students, so but I haven't used a camera like that. Like I haven't had to worry about f-stops and aperture settings forever. So I'm slowly relearning all of that, but it's good. And my original plan was
I sent.
I have it bookmarked. I haven't looked at it yet. But then I also haven't taken any pictures for a few days just because it's been the work week and I haven't had time. But I'm definitely going to look at it more over the weekend.
Hmm.
Yeah. So like my original plan was I was just going to get whatever the bottom level Nikon was until the guy at the camera store said it doesn't do video, and then I was like, aha. And then the cheapest Canon, because I wanted either Canon or Nikon, and I was leaning toward Nikon because I have access to some old Nikon lenses if I get an adapter and blah 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 blah. And then the cheapest Nikon that did video would have been almost $100 more and only gone up to 720p. So then I was just, okay, then the Nikon's a lot. And so that was good. And I liked going to an actual camera store better than getting it off Amazon or something. And it helped that it was on sale. And I didn't even know it was on sale until I got there. So I got it cheaper than online in a lot of ways.
And you got to interact with a real person.
Yep. And if I have a problem, I could go back and talk to that real person. And it's no fly-by-night operation. That camera store has been in Petaluma longer than I have. So it should be there for a good while. And that's it.
All right. Well, Gog, Seth kind of just he seized the moment, just did it all. So I guess it's all up to you to do it all as well. Oh, yeah, I
forgot we split that up.
Yeah.
We're keeping it short this time, so it's fine.
It's fine.
Well, I was trying to Evangelist is like, we gotta do it. We gotta hurry up.
No, it's cute.
I was okay with it. I'm fine. But Gog, Transformers than everything else. What did you get this week?
Transformers, through the help of our friend King Lafo, aka Cthulhu, I got me a space case.
I
actually found the space case wave locally. And counting the number of figures they had on the end cap, they had to have put out at least two cases. No space cases at all.
Ah.
So I was really bummed. And then the next day, he called me up. He's like, hey, I see some space cases. You want them? I'm like, yes, please.
That would have been funny. It would have been funny if your story went, I've seen space case all over the place, but I wanted to make him get it for me.
No, well, he was actually worried about sending me one because he figured as soon as he put it in the mail, I'd find one. But I'm like, no, dude, trust me. I'd rather settle this here and now. Because I really like that mold, and I think Space Case is awesome. But yeah, he's cool. I like this translucent plastic. If you like Teradive, you like Space Case. Space Case is interesting too because he looks like a conglomeration of both the G2 version and the Universe version.
Hmm.
Like he takes cues from both, and it's really strange. But I think it works. I like him a lot. And if for nothing else, he's a bit of an oddball.
Construction wise, is he pretty solid? Does he feel loose anywhere?
He's actually better than my Teradive because my Teradive. Well, my Teradive had problems with one of the shoulders; didn't want to stay pegged in.
Mine too. And,
yeah, that's completely absent on the Space Case, and apparently, from what I've read in the thread, that seems to be the case with most people.
Oh yes.
So yeah, he's very solid. Perfect. So, I also bought Lafo sent me his Transformers The Vault book because he bought it and then kind of had a little bit of buyer's remorse, so I was like, I'll pick it up. Haven't had a chance to go through it yet, really hardcore. I just briefly flipped through it, but looks pretty neat. Maybe I'll share more as I actually take a look at it, but it's a nice big book. It looks kind of cool.
Sounds like me and my Creos that I haven't built yet. I haven't got anything to say until I build them.
Yeah. I actually, after that debacle that is Leader Ironhide, I feel bad for you people that like him, but you know, that's a whole, you know, we'll leave that to 155, whatever, but, I totally don't think you're crazy. I do.
That's year three business.
Yeah. So, I felt like I needed an Ironhide toy, so I ended up kind of going back on what I said about the Scan series before, and I bought the Scan series Ironhide, and that deluxe mold for Ironhide, that's a really good mold.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot more than I expected. It's the toy itself differs because the card actually shows all the legs from a certain point being translucent, both the panels on the truck and the leg parts underneath. But the actual toy differs from that in that the actual leg parts are molded all in gray, where it's just the truck panels that kind of turn into little kibble bits on the backside of the legs. They're the parts that are translucent. And I was a little bummed about that at first because I really liked the way the figure looked on the card. The more I thought about it, the more I really liked it, because the fact that his legs are gray means that in his robot mode, the kibble bits are the only parts that are translucent. So he looks like a fully functional robot without the weird clear gimmick going on. But when he's in the robot mode, he's in doing the whole scan thing. So it's like two separate toys almost. It's interesting. I'm pretty sure that's not what they're going for. They probably just didn't want to mold the legs in translucent plastic because probably wasn't really something that was viable. But the more I thought about it, the more I really liked it. But no, that figure is really cool. So I liked it a lot more than I expect, and at least I have a decent Ironhide. He blows the leader out of the water in every way. So I feel a little bit redeemed there to myself. And Toys R Us also had a sale, buy one, get one half off when I bought him, so I ended up picking up the deluxe Starscream for like $5 or something. So,
what do you think of him?
He's neat. I mean, I played with somebody's Thundercracker, I think Empire's Thundercracker at BotCon, so I was already familiar with the mold. I had already transformed it, so he's cool. I don't think I like it as much as you do, but that's mostly in part just because I'm so fond of the leader, and I think the way that the chest transforms on this one is a little whatever, but it's a solid toy, and hey, it was $5, so it was way more than worth it, I think. And the jet mode is neat, so... going down my list, thanks to Cooksucks, who got mentioned earlier in the show, he got a hold of a Beast Wars Break versus Dead End set for me, which was really awesome because I got a really amazing deal. I got the whole set for less than what I would normally pay for a single one of those figures now. I have about the same opinion for both.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Beast modes. I think they're great. The Dead End turns into the whatever it's called, Anonite, whatever. I call him a Nautilus. I know it's wrong, but I like it
for Nautilus that reason. Cool word.
Nautilus is cooler, so that's what he is, and I know I'm wrong, but whatever. I love Break's Penguin mode. His head is articulated. It just kind of goes back and forth, and his fins can just kind of go up, and he can just stand there with his fins up staring at you with his red, weird robot penguin eyes. neither one of the robot modes on those guys are particularly great. I think that my excitement from getting Karada and Stampy and Heinrad, unfortunately, I think those are some of the best of the Beast figures, so everything from this point on is going to be a little disappointing. I'm sure there's some really good ones out there, but at this point, it's like, yeah, I'm buying robots for their vehicles, or their Beast modes, which is fine, but... The robot modes have been kind of disappointing, but I'm still glad. I don't regret getting these at all, and thanks, Cooksucks, for hooking me up, and these are really cool, and I still love them for what they are. They're okay. But I think from this point on, getting any more Beast Formers, I'm going to do a little bit more research into getting a little more of a balance. But hey, they're both better than the robot modes are better than Power Hug. I'll give them that. I picked up the Dark of the Moon Activators Megatron. That's a derpy toy. It's not good, but I still love it.
Bought it. I'm so happy someone
I still love it. And you can put the Voyager size hood and shoulder cloak over it. You can make it fit, kinda. I had to put some pennies under him to help balance him because he wouldn't stand with it on. But at the very least, you could put the hood over him, and he looks like a little kid version of Megatron trying to cosplay as his older self. Kind of hilarious, but yeah. The also last thing I got Transformers wise is Crowbar. Crowbar is really cool. His vehicle mode is awesome. I think his robot mode is awesome, but yeah, his shoulders suck. I saw somebody do a mod on the toy that allowed you shave a little bit of plastic off and he gains a little more articulation, but I still think that was a bit of an oversight because he has ball-jointed shoulders. Mm-hmm. It's just that it doesn't really...
It ball-joints in the wrong directions, kind of.
Yeah, and so you can make his arms kind of stick out front or to the back, but down to the side, they just grind into the body. So it was a little unfortunate. But it for the size, it's cool. I mean, he's neat for what he does. My only problem is for basically a toy the size of a Mini-Con, it's $5. That price point seems a little pricey to me. Especially if you live in Canada. I mean, I know you paid more. He's neat. I like him. It's just I can't justify paying that much money for something that small.
Yeah, I mean, the main reason why I ended up warming up to Crowbar, I got him just because the dreads. And it was when I saw that in the package, you actually, once I got him out, I was like, oh, wait, his legs get twice as long. And I was kind of like, you know what? Of all the toys being sold for $5 in the States, I think this is probably the best one right now because he at least gets tall enough to feel like he's not just a dinky little thing. He's not like that piece of junk Topspin, that's by far the worst Legends toy I've seen all year.
Yeah. But I still think he's cool. So if you're into the Cyberverse Legions, then, you know, get him. But by now, I think most people have already seen him and picked him up if they are. So my opinion means not.
Means something to me.
Well, that's good. At least somebody cares. All right. Eric, the rest is off topic. Got a lot of stuff this week, and it didn't feel like I was. And then I looked at the list, and it's like, holy crap, I got a lot of crap. I got in the mail a 1/6 scale Medicom Rocketeer, and it's the version 2.5, which is the third release, the latest one, and
improved.
Man, yeah, that is a really sweet figure. I'm digging it a lot. The only real complaint I have is that the boot, he has some decent articulation in his ankles, just straight up with the figure, but, the actual boots kind of limit that, and that's an ongoing issue with Medicom. I don't know if other 1/6 scale figures have it. I imagine they do to some degree at least, but I have a Medicom Motoko. She kind of has the same problem, what I know from people who bought the Medicom Metal Gear Snakes. Different versions of that, it seemed to have the same issue.
I'd start dropping all my crazy Raz on Medicom, except my brother Krasis, there's a video on the Empire's YouTube account, and I've lost all my support there, so I'm one man short. It's just me. It doesn't feel the same.
Well, you could tell in that video that Krasis is—he's just putting on a front. He's really just furious holding that Boba Fett. Like you can see it in his eyes. He's playing along, but you could tell he's just there's like anger waves coming off of him. He's just disgusted.
I gotta watch it again, I guess.
Yeah, but no, it is. It's great. I've wanted this for a while. It was actually Seth that reminded me, because when this came out, I think back in 2009, this latest version, I almost pre-ordered it. At some point, I completely forgot that this existed, and it was Seth going back and forth with somebody on Twitter, it might have been Empire, it totally reminded me, like, holy crap, like, I wanted that, I needed it, and I actually bought this on eBay. There were like, four auctions on eBay, they were all buy it now, they were all from either Japan or Hong Kong. And they were all a minimum after shipping like $225. And I was like, wow. So I started saving. I worked some overtime. Was preparing myself for a purchase of this magnitude. And one popped up on eBay in the States, used but in mint condition. Ended up winning it in a snipe with 30 seconds left. And paid more than $100 less than what I would have paid. Buy it now.
Nice.
And the figure was in pristine condition. There was nothing wrong with it. It was as if it was never removed from the package. So got really lucky, saved a lot of money, and I'm very happy. So yeah, that is my second 1/6 scale figure. Both of the ones I have now are Medicom. The other one is my Motoko from Ghost in the Shell. Going back to my list, make the rest quick. I got a Figma R. Dorothy Wainwright from Big O. She's cool.
Oh, I forgot that came out.
Yeah, came out like 2-3 weeks ago.
I remember the pre-order for that was crazy because everyone was trying to get in on that, and I felt like almost fortunate that I didn't know Big O very well because I was like, all right, I can skip that because the crowd in front of that toy is huge.
Yeah, she's a really good figure. I'd say about my only complaint on her is I got a little bit of some of the paint detailing on the lace on the sleeves is a little kind of sloppy, but other than that, she's great. Don't know if I really have anything more to say about that. She's a Figma. Figmas are cool.
Damn that good smile. Sending
She's a little on the small side.
Good smile sending all the paint defect ones over to the Americans.
Yeah, they hate us. And it's funny because it was America who Americans and or at least Western audience in general that made Big O big because apparently nobody in Japan actually liked it or watched it.
That's their revenge to make a crappy toy.
But no, it's cool. Lego. They released a really awesome line of stuff.
Can I tell a quick story here?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on my YouTube and I just see this video go up under Gog Dog's channel called My God. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I watched the video and I was like, that's the best thing I've seen all night. And I watched it like 3 times in a row because I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was like, what is that thing that he's putting over the Lego?
Oh man. You must have missed my tweets because I was tweeting about this thing all day the day that I got it.
I think that day I hadn't looked at Twitter at all, so that the YouTube video is the first thing I saw, and I was so confused.
Yeah, yeah, we've established, Vangelis doesn't see a tweet unless it's at him.
Yeah, and even then, you got about a 50-50 shot of him reading it. But
I don't know how to read. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not into Lego. I've owned very little Lego anything, and the stuff that I have gotten, I've kind of been like, well, it's cool, it's not, you know, it's not really my thing. I bought the Alien Conquest set known as UFO Abduction because it is a bug-eyed green alien chasing down a farmer. The set is amazing. I love it. It might be a little pricey. I think it was $30, but it is one of the funnest toys I have owned in years. I am absolutely enthralled with this.
Look at my crops.
Yeah. he has a button on the back, and it comes with a light brick. And then so it as you can hover over the farmer to abduct him, it shines a red light onto him, and it looks amazing. The bottom of the UFO in the little hole has rubber teeth, so as you put it down over top of a minifig, it grabs them and then will then fly off with them in tow. It is really awesome. I also actually bought another set today. I bought the tripod set because the tripod set has a little stasis pod in the back where it can abduct a businessman, and then the artwork on the box shows them the alien sticking him into a green pod and then shutting the lid and him being frozen inside, and then it walks off with him. And it also comes with, and this is the best part about this whole set, I think, or the whole theme, is they have alien, what are they called, head huggers or something, mm-hmm. But they stick over the top of a minifig's head like a helmet, and it's like an alien parasite which gets onto your head and then mind controls you into submission, and then where you get abducted.
I think I need some of these to go with my Creos.
It's mind-blowing. This is the most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life. It's just aliens, like, straight up just kidnapping people, like farmers and businessmen. There's also a giant mothership that has a giant ring around it, and as you spin it, it makes, like, a UFO sound effect, like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And it comes with a reporter who has a rotatable face where she has, like, a happy face, like she's reporting, and then as she's getting abducted, you can change the face to her glasses are tilted on her face and a huge, like, oh crap face as she's getting pulled away by the mothership claw. This is the best thing I've ever seen. I don't even like Lego, and it's the best.
I'm trying to stifle it.
It's aliens kidnapping innocent people.
That's the best thing. There's no protagonists. It's just a bunch of jerk aliens.
Well, no, there are, but who cares? I'm not buying them. There actually is. Like the UFO set actually comes with the third minifig. It's like an old man who has this giant like Burt Reynolds mustache. But he has gray hair. It's like this old grizzled guy with a pistol. Like he's shooting the alien as he's trying to take the farmer. But obviously, because of the gimmick, we know that he gets the farmer. So it's all for naught.
I take back all my qualms about Lego from 156, which I haven't put out yet, where I had a bad experience with Lego minifigures. I'm back on board with Lego. This is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Everyone needs this UFO set. That's all I'm going to say. So, yeah, it's great. I found actually bought a few 3¾-inch figures. I finally found a Deadpool Taskmaster comic set, which is weird because I bought it for the Taskmaster. I thought that Taskmaster looked awesome. The Deadpool, it's like, well, we've gotten Deadpools. We got the ones from the Wolverine movie line, which were the comic style Deadpool and all that. And I was actually talking to our friend Locust Rain on Twitter today. He was saying he bought the set for the Deadpool, and he can't give the Taskmaster away. So I was a little surprised about that, because I think that Taskmaster is great. The detail on his face is awesome. Comes with a sword, a shield, a bow, a pistol. I don't know. That was a really cool thing.
Taskmaster is a cool-looking design.
Yeah. He comes with a lot of accessories. He's really neat. He doesn't have, like, thigh swivel, so it probably looks like he's using a conglomeration of old parts from other figures, I assume, with maybe some unique stuff. I don't know. I don't really follow the parts breakdown for figures, but as an old-style Marvel Universe figure, he's really cool. As a new-style Marvel Legends figure, I've found another Cyclops, because the first time I saw him, the Jim Lee Cyclops, I passed on him. So I found a couple of Jim Lee Cyclops today and grabbed one. He's okay. He's not as good as his other wave mates that I have, which are Cable and Apocalypse, but he does the job. And as far as kind of bare bones, single dudes without any accessories go, he's probably one of the best ones. So he's neat. Molding's great. I like the style. I like Jim Lee X-Men. That's what got me into X-Men when I was a kid. So yeah, it's cool. Found a 3¾-inch Lando Calrissian vintage package. I found one. I found one a few weeks ago and passed, and then I kind of regretted it, and then found another one today and grabbed it and was blown away by the fact that he doesn't have an L crotch. And the only other vintage figure that I have is Akbar, who does have an L crotch. So I have no idea. I don't follow Star Wars figures, so this might be old news to some, but I don't know what point Hasbro started putting out figures without L crotches. But it's kind of blew my mind.
It's really random with Star Wars figures. Articulation can be just like barely 5 to like 10 or more.
Yeah, points. but the thing is like, because I do own several Star Wars figures. It's just I kind of pick and choose stuff that I think is cool. And some of the articulation on them is really impressive. But the one thing in every single Star Wars figure I've ever owned, even the newest stuff, is they all have L crotches. Even if they have like lower leg swivels and completely articulated upper bodies with ab crunches and fully rotatable shoulders, bicep swivels, wrist swivels, they can have all that, and they've always still had L crotches. So I was just really surprised that with Lando, because it's, I don't know, maybe more do have that, but. And the only other thing I got was I got a package from Scotland.
What?
Why? From a man by the name of Jai D.
No, and, you got that all wrong. He's from Wales.
Yeah, well, it's interchangeable.
Oh, that's true. Practically the same place.
Mm-hmm. They're all Celts. It's the same thing. Celts and kilts.
So you got something from Celtland.
Yeah, I got some. Yeah, I got something from the land. The Kingdom of Celtland.
The Celtic Empire.
Mm-hmm. And I opened it up, and there was a Bugman toy in there.
Welcome to the world of Kamen Rider collections.
But it wasn't a Bugman, per se. It was a one of these Candroid things that turns into a peacock, because Mr. Jai D is aware of my quote-unquote affinity for peacocks. He knows that we don't particularly get along. So, in an international scale trolling attempt, he sent me a peacock toy. So
I was gonna say, like, international shipping is a time-consuming and expensive method of trolling, but so you got to give him points for dedication.
Yeah, I do.
And just on the Bugman toy collector level, he also sent you by far the worst Candroid in the entire line.
He sent me the worst Candroid that even he didn't want.
And it's a peacock.
And it's a peacock. And it's a Bugman toy. So I've been trolled on three fronts.
That's the biggest insult you've ever received in U.S. Postal mail, I think.
Yeah, so
it only would have been more insulting if he had to pay like some duty charges or something on it.
COD.
if you put a COD or if you got like a $10 customs charge on it too.
Yeah, oh God, I'm so glad I don't live in Canada, because if I would have had to pay customs, it would have been the ultimate troll.
That would have been a four way. That would have been the square. It would have been
complete. No, it was a pretty hilarious gift for all the reasons stated. thank you, Jai. I've thanked you once, but I thank you again. Yeah, it's a Candroid.
It spins.
So enjoy the only Bugman toy review I will ever give on TFW. For all you many Bugmans out there, eat it up. And there you go. That's what we got this week.
That's all it does is it spins, and its beak
moves.
It
spins, it looks at you, and you can twiddle its beak a little bit. Yeah.
It spins.
It does.
Oh, man. I remember, once upon a time, the Peacock Candroid, when it first came out, for about 10 days, was both impossible to find and almost a premium item. And then we all got them in the mail. And then we all went like, why were we all trying to get this? And it became...
Because you're suckers!
It became one of the least valuable toys in the entire history of Kamen Rider toys ever.
That's what you get for liking Kamen Rider.
That's what you... Well,
sucker!
Not to throw one back around over, but...
Sucker!
Hope you enjoy your portable scale ascended Pop-Bot. Oh.
Sucker!
Oh.
You're not getting one either, so why don't you shut up?
Because I got me some Gliosis. So I still got something from San Diego. I don't know. anyway, that's what we got this week. That's unfortunately going to be our episode for this week. I said, hey, we're only going to do two topics. It'll be short. We're running around 2 hours, 19 minutes of recorded footage at this point. So it's still pretty much an episode. And we'll be back next week. Hopefully this will be part of a big dump of podcasts. We're going to be playing some catch up because... I got overwhelmed and then had to travel and then had no internet. So we'll be back in force soon enough. And look forward to the coming episodes. I bet you there'll be something strange about each one for a little while. But until then, thank you, Gog Dog. Thank you, Seth, for joining me here. Thank you for putting...
Me and Seth also recorded a supplemental that you should be hearing in a short time.
I saw that on Twitter. I just need a link when it's done. And I'll M4A it.
Good.
But, yeah, thank you all for listening, and we'll be back again. WTF at TFW rolls on. It's year 4, and and I'm in a noisy, quiet little room, and I'm really sweating a whole lot. Oh, God. Good night.
Bye.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.